Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
The Serial Killer Podcast, hosted by me, Thomas Viborg Thune, is the podcast dedicated to serial killers, who they were, what they did, and how. Join me as I sit down bi-weekly to bring you, dear listener, into the dark land of serial murder and psychopathy. The show goes into graphic detail on the most infamous and lesser-known serial killers from around the world, with each episode covering one unique serial killer. So far, the show has covered serial killer superstars such as BTK, Jeffrey Dahmer, and the Yorkshire Ripper, and lesser-known killers such as Elias Abuelazam and Anatoly Onoprienko. Be advised, this show is not for children, as it takes you deep into the twisted world of ultimate evil. You can find me exclusively at podcastone.com or on the new Podcast One app. Also, don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
And it's a water cooler, episode number 95.
What accent was that?
I have no idea.
A bad one.
You want to take that again?
No, we're going. We're already going.
Oh, boy.
You know, we edit nothing here at the water cooler. Episode 69 plus 26. Thank you so much for joining us. With me today, I got a good crew. I got Kalen Bean here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kalen. Thank you for coming on the water cooler.
Thanks for having me.
Fresh off his nap.
Yep.
That's good.
Nice low power nap.
Shoeless nap.
Love it. Hey, if I was napping with my shoes on the sofa, Adam would rip me a new one.
That's
we
fine.
Just
but
talked
if
about.
If we're
this
gonna
on the
allow
show.
The naps when you go back to work,
it's a power nap. Adam is all for the power nap.
Never at the office, but okay. But if we're gonna look past the naps, can we make it a policy that when you stand back up to go back to work, you put your shoes back on so you're not sliding around the show?
I like to give us some time.
Oh, I didn't know you were sliding around.
Maybe take your wallet too. You left your wallet on the front table.
Nah. Ain't no thieves around here.
All right.
Yeah.
I got no money in there anyway. I don't know what they
do. Very good point.
There's a better chance of people putting money in there. But so Kalen is refreshed.
Yeah. You know,
if you nap with their shoes on, that I think that means we could draw on his face, though, right? That's the rule.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gary Smith's here. You heard his voice. Matt Fondelier's in the house.
Yeah, buddy.
And Kristen Carney.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
When did she get here?
Well, the last episode I did was number 69.
Ooh.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well,
it's a special occasion. That's why I brought you in.
Yeah.
We should let you know then that since then we've been counting down our episodes. 69 plus whatever.
Yeah. That's funny.
So because it was a banner episode. Important episode. Mike Dawson is not here. He is dealing with house and pet stuff right now. So unfortunately couldn't make it, but he sends you his best. My name's Chris Loxamana, and once again, this is Water Cooler, the other show of Resume, where I hang out with my buds, maybe drink some beers, kick it. Yeah, that's right. And I miss you guys. It's been too long.
Can I say this thing about the naps?
Yeah, please do.
I nap way too often, so the new thing that I'm doing is I'm napping in jeans so that I don't get too comfortable, and then I'll wake up. But if you're a girl, the jeans are always really uncomfortable. They're not like loose baggy jeans.
See, I normally like 95% of the time have like basketball shorts. So it's very easy for me to just.
Kalen comes to work in his PJs.
Yeah. I'll plan for like Kalen a half hour nap and then go like two.
Same.
I can't do a power nap at home. It has to be at work.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Kalen needs to explain himself with that.
Just dress uncomfortably and they'll go down drastically.
Yeah.
I feel like Kalen, between the now constant napping and the frequent sushi lunch runs that are not runs.
That was a thing. The sushi was a thing. I'm over the sushi now. That was like
a little bit casually.
I don't think he takes his job casually. I think he likes to live.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Let's enjoy life. He is the seeker of pleasure, not you, man.
You know, you could be right there. We may have to have a talking to Adam about that.
You like how I've been hammering home Enjoyer of Winter?
Yeah.
We have this thing where Matt is the Porcelain Punisher, and then we got Adam.
It's just a nickname, Kristen. It's not really true.
Oh.
And then Adam coined him the Seeker of Pleasure, and then it started to sound like a Game of Thrones intro, so we've been like feeding him more and more to try to get Matt this long, pretentious title.
Wait, so what was the other name?
So it's Matt, Punisher of Porcelain, the Seeker of Pleasure, and the Enjoyer of Winter.
Wow.
That's right.
What did you deserve? Or what did you do to deserve those names? That's pretty impressive.
Well, I like the Seeker of Pleasure. I think he also said once Master of Leisure,
yes,
which I also thought was pretty good. it speaks the truth. You know, I think I just have a lot of fun things in my life, but I keep it outside of work.
Yeah.
There's no napping going on for me. I'm eating my lunch, which I make at home. I bring it here. Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
But, yeah, I send somebody else out to get my lunch, goddammit. Yeah.
Well, I'm on Team Kalen.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Chris.
My thing is, if he gets his job done and we're none the wiser, then sure, nap.
All right.
Eat sushi.
But
it's good for me. The better I feel, the better I work. Fine. So really, I'm helping you guys out
here. Never been a moment.
I agree with Chris, but you are flaunting Chris's rules because we are none the wiser. You are fucking sliding around like it's risky business because you had clearly just taken a nap.
Yeah.
So we are the wiser.
In your underwear and a white t-shirt and sunglasses. You didn't need to go that far, Kalen.
Well,
you
got the reference. It is Halloween.
You get a little too comfy. It is Halloween.
What if that was Kalen's Halloween costume this year?
Jesus.
That's a good costume.
Yeah,
I've got anything
I've
else.
Seen it. I've seen it at parties.
Yeah, I know. It's common.
Yeah.
On girls, though.
Girls.
No dude, is actually doing it.
I think I have seen a dude do it, but I agree. It's better
He's
if
a gay man.
Because it shows a lot of leg.
Very gay.
You're absolutely right.
I once went as a sexy Woody, and I went high jean shorts from Toy Story, like sexy Woody, just like what a girl would do.
Did not translate.
Just like, dude, like I'm out to the party and everyone's just like, come on, man, put some pants on. Nobody's happy about this, and we're not getting the sexy Woody vibe at all. We're getting did you just come back from the Abbey?
imagine if the kid who actually owned that toy had a sexy Woody. Like, it wasn't regular Woody, but a sexy Woody.
That's only, oh, that'd be the only Woody.
Totally different Toy Story.
Speaking of Toy Story, came out in 95. Oh! That's this
was
episode.
Was it that long ago?
VH1. I love the 90s. This is episode 95. Toy Story came out in 95.
Truly depressing.
This is the thing Chris is trying to do, Kristen, where he's trying to force in things from the year during
our
90s
episode.
I've not been trying to do it.
It's been successful. Successfully been
forcing
doing it.
No.
successfully forcing it.
I don't know about that. But Halloween. Now, Kalen.
Halloween.
Matt's favorite holiday of the year.
Yeah, it is.
That's incorrect.
Did you know that two schools have done away with Halloween?
Why?
Get the F out.
Yeah. And they're calling it Spirit Day. Oh. And
Spirit Day.
I am out of my mind because I wrote to the school today through their contact form and left the best message of all time. Can I read it real quick?
I'm sure you actually have to now.
I have to.
Yes. Please do.
By law. So
are we going to put the school? Are we going to put them on blast right now?
Let's do it.
Yeah, what was the name of the school?
Are they on Twitter? Let's get some barking going. Three barks for Halloween.
I don't know the name of the rules.
Bark at them.
I'll look it up.
Please bark at them. I wrote boo.
Good start.
Thank you.
I'm already in.
Thank you. Then I wrote
double meaning.
Boo as in boo to your decision to contribute to the sterilization of America by taking away Halloween, but also boo because Halloween.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you, everybody.
Very good.
Thank you. Yes. I'm expecting a response.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
And a job offer, likely.
They're going to retract it. You're just like, you know what? That one cut a little too deep. That one cut a little too deep.
She was witty. She was smart. Yeah. On point.
What a bummer.
I mean, come on. Honestly.
Yeah, and like schools are usually pretty close to other schools. So you're just looking, you know, you're hearing about all the
looking across the street, everyone having fun.
They're all dressed up.
And you're doing your inclusion practice.
Spirit Day is more offensive to me because like I'm soulless. You know, so it's like I can't celebrate it because I don't have a spirit.
Right.
That's you know what I mean? It's like Mother's Day without having a mom. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's the same idea.
Yeah,
completely agree.
Halloween's for everybody.
Exactly.
Yes. And
was it a school in Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, and then there's one in New Jersey as well.
I see an Oregon elementary school, too.
Boyden Elementary. Yes. Look that shit up on Twitter, and if they have it, blast
them.
Oh, I'm sure they're hearing it.
There's also one in New Jersey, I guess, that did it before them. I haven't sent them a message yet, but I'm going to get to it.
We'll get to them next
week. I was busy doing bad Yelp reviews, so.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Boo this restaurant as well. Not very good. I love dressing up and going to school and checking out all the Halloween costumes.
Dude, the Halloween parade.
Like today, like at this age?
I went the other day. It was very nice.
No, as a kid, you're right, Chris.
I went as a bush.
The Halloween costume parade when you're like in elementary school.
It's the best.
That was the best. Obviously now, if they even allow students to do that, there's so many restrictions on what they can wear. I can't imagine it's anything like the magic that we experienced.
Yeah. I saw a Walmart commercial yesterday when I was watching the World Series. I don't know if you saw this. They've been playing it a lot during the World Series where it's like order your Halloween costumes like from the app and then you can go and just pick it up. And they have this montage of all the kids going in to get them and being super excited. I can't tell for sure, but I'm pretty sure one of the kids is wearing the Moana outfit that's been in the news lately, and it looks like they tried to edit around it, but it's still in there for, like, brief moments. So, I don't know. I mean, that seemed pretty crazy.
Was it in the news for being politically incorrect or something? But,
yeah, no. It's been in the news the past few days that it's, like, cultural appropriation of Pacific Islanders.
Perfect.
Or some shit.
My niece is going as Moana.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
She's obsessed with her, and she's literally the whitest child you'll ever see.
Well, that's be great. Prepared. Yeah. She may get some – her family may get some flack for it.
I'm just thinking of, like, the footage that Walmart's showing of the Halloween parade, and there's just one whole kid that's blurred out. as they're walking by, they have to blur the entire child.
In the bush blurred out.
Yeah, bush stays. They don't know. It's a really good costume. I should become a bush.
Don't be a bush.
I should be a bush.
Chris,
I
think clearly your costume instincts are horrible. This is already well established there, Woody. Woody?
Let me take you through the journey, all right? Because, one out of, how old am I, 31? Ain't bad.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah. And have you not talked about this on the show?
What?
Well, you have one costume that was famously liked on Instagram or Twitter by a famous celebrity.
The Rock.
Yeah.
See? That's awesome. Kristen knows. I didn't even tell her.
That makes up for all other 30 years.
Yeah. That's all it was. And I went as The Rock with the fanny pack and the turtleneck and, you know, his arm up and took a photo of me at a Halloween party. And that was fun.
That's a classic one.
Went as my dog costume, the bee, where I was invited to a Halloween party. Didn't have a costume. About day of on Halloween, I go to Target. There's no more costumes left, but there are dog costumes, like the ones that
dogs.
Like Phil, the black lab, would wear.
Yeah,
and there's a bumblebee. It fit me, and I went as a bumblebee. You can tell what it was from the front, but on the back, I'll be.
That's amazing.
Yeah, hit the spot. Everybody loved it. It was a huge hit, Gary.
I'll be in the back.
Just because we're on all the time. Yeah.
There's nothing sexual or weird about that, Gary. Stop. I don't like your tone when you say stuff like that.
This is the second person who said that to me in the last 20 minutes.
Really?
A lot of people are getting upset at Gary today.
Yeah. It's your tone.
That's a married couple phrase, though. I don't like your tone.
That is very
true. Or like
true.
A father-daughter thing or a father-son thing.
Yeah. It's more of a father-daughter thing, Gary. I don't like your tone. So you need to work on that. But Halloween is a fantastic holiday. Love the candy. Matt.
Yo.
You got trick-or-treaters this year.
We're hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully you're going to get trick-or-treaters.
I think we will.
I've been in your neighborhood.
Will.
I've seen your street.
Yeah.
That's
we
prime.
Are across the street from an elementary school.
What neighborhood?
That's
Pasadena area.
Oh, not, yeah, definitely.
No, give us your exact address.
So. Yeah. I think we will.
People travel from the ghetto to Pasadena just
yeah.
to trick-or-treat.
Yeah, and our house is decorated. We've got shit like outside and stuff. So it's a shining beacon of Halloween. Mm-hmm. So I feel like...
What's your best feature, Halloween feature on like your front?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not sure if I mentioned it on the air, but I've told you guys that this year was the year where I'm like, we're going to buy a big electronic, like animatronic thing. The kind of thing that I would want as a little kid and my parents
not
would
like a
never, blow up
thing,
not a blow up okay. thing, but like a full on, they sell them at Home Depot, like $150. And we got one that was like this giant witch with a big stick stirring a cauldron. It's like 6.5 feet tall, like life size, talks, the mouth moves. I'm like, this is the year we're going to do it. So we bought it, set it up for 2 hours, plugged it in, didn't work.
Very, very
did
National Lampoon's
work.
Vacation
yes.
of you.
And as a lot of fans know, I am an expert at electrical connections. So
that is Matt's
you
specialty.
Can all be assured that as I searched every wire, every insert, it just didn't work. So we took another hour taking it apart, and I said, fuck this. We're never buying one of these piece of shit things ever again. And so, no, Kaylin, there's nothing awesome in the front of my house.
Yeah, thanks for bringing, thanks for bringing that out. I knew that story, Kaylin.
Just
so
I get a fog machine or something.
If there's a spell on the witch.
There could be. Actually, it's funny you bring that up because, Kristen, I swear to God, this is true. We set this thing up near one of our front windows. One day, window right by the witch was open. Inexplicably open.
Ew.
I have no idea how that window got open. It has not opened since.
Ew.
Mystery?
That's all I have to say about that.
A little scary.
Mm. It's no mystery. That's a witch, and you have a spell on your house.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll say it definitively.
The spirit from the electronic one went into your house, and that's why it doesn't work. And
I think that could very well have been what happened. So I did get rid of it. I'll keep you guys updated. Hopefully nothing terrifying happens.
Yeah, well, Matt, we're pulling for you.
We'll look forward to the update on that next year.
Never know. We'll see if Gary.
That's what we do here at the Water Cooler. We leave all the listeners on a cliffhanger. They got to tune in next week to see if Matt is still alive and well. So
yeah,
I think you're going to be good.
I'm predicting one of two.
He's always well.
I should be fine.
Look, last year he was listening to Sword and Scale during October, and he was worried about all of us. Every little thing that happened to us, he'd say, "Oh my God, Kalen's late. I was okay. We should call him."
Yeah.
And it's been 3 minutes.
I've now listened to so many episodes of that show, I'm now completely numb to it. Nothing scares me.
Yeah, so Matt's just dead inside.
I'm just completely dead inside.
Nothing. Well, here's the thing. Speaking of getting scared, Kalen just went to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes, Matt, I did.
I'm surprised that you didn't go this year, Matt. That's like your thing.
You know, we took the last couple of years off because it's fucking expensive.
Isn't it? It's really super Randy's expensive. Thing.
Yeah, it's a buddy of ours. It's really his thing. But we've been, Gary and I have both gone very willingly last few years. It is really fun. But yeah, last couple of years, me more willingly.
I don't know
Gary,
how willingly
apparently.
It was, but
so, I enjoy the
yeah, well, shit. My me and my best friend go like every year. It's like,
but you got in for
did.
That's weird. Free, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't get in for free. No, we did pay for the tickets, and then shout out to Garrett, who's a fan of the show and listens to the Water Cooler.
Good guy.
Yeah, very good. Very nice guy. He's bought us Zeke's Barbecue before. He's at every show that we do. He knows the whole like security team at Universal.
He set up the security
system. He pretty much set up all the security cameras or whatever. So he got us 6 front-of-the-line passes.
Damn.
For all the mazes. And there's 7 mazes, so it worked out pretty well. We heard one of them was really bad.
By the way, never do anything wrong in a fucking amusement park, because he gave me and Chris a little tour of the security setup and how many cameras there are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it rivals a casino.
They're all hidden. It's like, yeah, you see that brick? That's not a brick. That's a camera.
Like,
you see that light post?
Insane.
That's not a light post. That's a camera. Yeah, they're all cameras. Everything is a camera. Everything at Universal Studios, it's a camera. So,
but yeah, it was so huge that he did that first, because we may have been able to go on like 4. We got there like 7. If we stayed the entire night, we might have been able to do like 4 because the maze lines were so long. But with these, we just walked right into every single maze.
It is physically impossible to do all the mazes without a front of the line pass.
Yeah,
with a front of the line pass, you still have to hustle.
Those lines are so long.
So Halloween Horror Nights is at Universal Studios. It's just like they set up these like haunted house style mazes with a bunch of scares you just walk. Yeah. But there's long lines. How long is... Like, what's the average time for one maze?
I think like an hour.
Yeah,
an hour?
60
yeah, at least
minutes.
Like an hour.
But
yeah.
And it's only open at night, right? So you can only go out like the last half of the day.
Universal, I think they have one. They have like a Walking Dead one. They used to have like a Van Helsing
that
one. That was like the same thing. Yeah. But no, yeah, they set up a ton of mazes.
Yeah,
in the
set up a ton of mazes. But I mean, how many mazes are there? Like, probably like
10? 10, 12, something like that. I mean, even with a front of the line pass, you got to kind of make a plan. Like, if you don't get there when it opens, it's still hard to do them all.
I'm so glad I'm not into that.
Have you guys done the Haunted
Hayride?
Ride?
Yep.
Which one's better? Because I've only done
I haven't done anything other than the Universal or the Not Scary Farm. So I've never done those other ones.
Because
I love the Haunted Hayride.
Haunted Hayride's cool,
but
it's
super expensive too.
Yeah, it's really expensive, and it's not, you know, Horror Nights, if you want to do every single maze with like a front of the line pass, it takes 4 or 5 hours. Like, it's a whole night, and there's a lot of moving around, because if you think about the way, for those who haven't been there, Universal Studios is basically split into 2 parts, and they're probably 500 to 600 feet in elevation change. So, like, going from the top area down to the bottom area, like, eats up some time, and it's just kind of a pain in the ass. But Haunted Hayride's cool. It's just, as opposed to the mazes at Universal, you're just kind of sitting there, and things are happening to you. This is like, you kind of have to move, and there's a little bit more fear, I guess, because you don't know what's necessarily around that corner, whereas with Haunted Hayride, you can see a lot more of what's coming.
Well, that's more my style, to just sit and do nothing, so
yeah, for
kind
sure.
of into it.
Yeah, no, I like mazes.
Your feet
like
are
Haunted
sore
Hayride.
By the end of those Universal.
Yeah, I imagine.
Do you take the stairs up?
No. Oh, no.
What is he, a monster?
I take the stairs up.
No,
it's a
don't.
Challenge. Yeah, I totally do. There are a lot of stairs.
There's a lot of stairs.
Yeah. Take the stairs.
I used to do that when I was like in middle school. And me and my friends were messing around. Yeah, let's do the stairs. Yeah, let's race up the stairs. No.
It's fun. But
it's not fun.
So you went to Halloween Horror Nights. Now I love the thing I like about it though is one, they can't touch you, so you have that going for you.
But you know what they do have there now, which they've started for a few years now, is they got the water sprays. So they'll like come at you with the axe, and they won't touch you, but then they'll squirt the water at you. So that'll
give you. Girls will look terrible and scarier than the monsters there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Off their faces.
Yeah.
That's a. It's makeup proof though, right?
Water. It's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
I think just feeling like that, just a sensation of feeling something, even if they're not touching you. I guess I could see how that. Did you get scared? Did you yell?
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There was a couple times where, like, so you're going through the maze, and obviously they have the guys hiding around corners and popping out through windows and whatever. But they also have just regular guys just standing in the corners of the maze that aren't trying to scare you. Like, they're in rows, but they're just making sure everyone's moving through. So every once in a while, like, I'd turn to just and scream at one of those guys. But I'd be like, oh, wait, no, you're just that guy. Yeah.
Well, those are the best ones. It's like when you're kind of confused. Like, is that guy part of it?
Yeah.
Is he dead? Is that a person, or is that a... Is that a fake mannequin or something? And then
yeah, they got me a couple times with that. I thought for sure they were fake, but then they were not fake at all.
Were you guys having a few beers or
no? We didn't. We didn't drink or anything.
Pussies.
Oh. Well, I like Halloween Horror Nights, but now when I hear about where Gary went, Halloween Horror Nights sounds like a daycare compared to the place where Gary went, because he had to sign a waiver. About going to the maze that he went through, or the house. It's just a haunted house.
What maze
house?
Is this?
It's not in Fullerton. It used to be in. That was definitely
nice.
My phone. It's down in Fullerton.
You're getting
it
a new
used
one
to
anyway.
Be in. I know. Oh, so much anxiety. Used to be in Tustin. It's called 17th Door, and it's a big deal in Orange County. I couldn't believe how many people were going through it. Like, we were doing the math. This place must just be minting money, but it's a super super intense. Haunted house. You want me to read the top part of the waiver?
Yeah, read this waiver that you have to sign just to go through a haunted house.
Wow.
Did you do it with Joya?
Yeah. Joya, Randy, Randy's brother, and Nina. We all...
what a crew.
Yeah.
What a crew.
It was a crew. We all did it. And there's... For you guys, there's an Instagram story video of pretty much everyone looking unhappy, that, like, while we're in line, because the reality of what's about to happen is, like, kind of set in. It's like everyone's doing it.
The anticipation, like, is, yeah. I always say the line is the worst part.
Wait, and like, so what is it? It's like, it's just like one really long maze? Is that the thing? Is
okay,
its own,
so the
like,
reason it's called 17th Door is because there's 17 different rooms.
And it's like in like a house.
Noise.
It's in a warehouse.
Okay.
But it's... I'll kind of explain more about the rooms after I read after I read the thing. After I read this, you guys are going to have stories. Or questions, rather. All right. Please do not bring in your cell phones, as they could get wet.
Oh, God. Out. I'm done.
We are not responsible for ruined clothes, shoes, or damaged phones. Your hair may be cut. If you sit in the barber's chair, your hair will get cut.
That's right.
I, being
a free haircut.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Sign me up. Just a little off the top.
Yeah.
I, being of sound mind and body, hereby take part in the 17th Door Haunt Experience. I'm aware that I may be exposed to or come in contact with the following. Fog, insects, the ground, touching, foul scents.
Scary.
Electrical shock, dizziness, loud noises, claustrophobia, strobe lights, lasers, extreme temperature, and large amounts of water.
They really got out the worst ones early. I thought there was going to be a terrible one at the end, but they put touching pretty early on the list.
That's the best one. Come on.
Not
insects.
Recommended
how
for...
How they, like...
Keep going. Health spa. Yeah. I got a haircut and somebody massages me. Go on.
And they got ground.
Fog and mist spray? Yeah.
Not recommended for pregnant women or visitors who have back problems, asthma, mental or heart conditions, a pacemaker, are prone to seizures, or who are not physically fit. A lot of people ignored that last one. real recognize real. And then basically it says, the safe word is mercy. If the environment becomes too much for me to handle, I can say that. I understand that I may be touched, directed physically, or yelled at during the experience. I will refrain from reacting physically or verbally abusing any actor. Not smoke, pictures or video, assault, damage. I'm aware that I will be asked to leave or escorted out if I violate any of these rules. That's pretty much it.
Wow.
Not interested.
Yeah, that seems like a little too much for me. Even.
How long did it take for you to assault someone and be taken out? How many rooms did you get to?
None, but yeah, I don't know. It was pretty interesting. So the first room...
So guide us through this maze.
So the first room... Okay, well, let's start originally with... It's like $35 or something, and I think I still owe somebody money.
It's pretty cheap for a haircut, again. It's really the deal of the night.
But I was researching it online because I like kind of knew this was going to be intense, and I don't really want to do this. I was going because this was what the group was doing.
Fine. Yeah, peer pressure.
So I went online and I was looking at the website.
That's what you said about crack. You're like, this is the group, you know.
Listen, my 20s were my 20s. Let's leave that out of this. I saw online that they have what's called a mercy pendant, which in my head I instantly like turned into the pussy pendant.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, exactly. And that was $5. So I was like, I announced to everyone.
$5 to get for a mercy pendant?
For a mercy pendant. I was like, fuck that. I am 100% getting a pussy pendant.
What does that mean?
It means basically that you have a little glow stick around your neck. So the actors like...
They don't get too intense with you?
They lay off of you.
Oh. They still like try and scare like, you. They just don't like grab you or... Like,
they're still fucking with you. I'll get to that in a second. So...
They should fuck with you more because of that.
Yeah. You'd think. So they gave... So in the first room, it's the barber's chair, which like pretty much everyone knows about. It was funny when like watching, especially before and after, watching people walk in, everyone was still talking about the same things, whether it was the barber thing or like the cell phone, like water damage or whatever. But the first room is the barber. And I walk in. We all walk in. We're standing against this wall. And this guy in full character trying to be scary as fuck looks at me and he's like, nice pussy pendant. And I like wasn't even trying to be funny. I was like, that's what I've been calling it. Everyone in the room looked at me like, fuck it. Why are you reacting that way? That's weird. So he then comes up to my fiance who also had the pendant on. She tried to be a big shot and tried not to get it. And then we got in line and there were actors in the line fucking with us. And before we got to the front of the line, she ran back to get it again, to get one of the pendants.
See, I'm already shocked they called it a pussy pendant. Like, this, well, is, Gary, this is a professional establishment. Yeah, but somebody came up to him and said that.
Yeah, one of the actors. Those guys are in character.
But they wouldn't say that at Hollywood Horror Nights, I think, is what Chris
very
is
true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
They are in character and they are cussing.
They should give it to the school that outlawed.
Remember, you signed a waiver.
I didn't see cussing in that waiver.
I think it says you will be yelled at.
Yeah, yelling, I feel like that's kind of what they're getting
Fine. So, like, then he comes up to Joya, and she's trying desperately to hide her hair because he's got clippers in his hair, in his hand.
Mm.
And he's, like, threatening to, like, cut her hair to the point that, like, I'm physically, like, moving myself in between them because I, like, I don't know.
Oh, you're putting yourself in front of the clippers. You'd rather get your hair cut, right?
So brave
of
you.
Absolutely.
Just dive in front of those clippers.
My hair is much less precious to me. So, but that went okay or whatever. So then we moved on to like.
Did anybody get their hair cut?
No. Ugh. Everyone's for mercy. No one wanted to fuck with it. And this guy was just calling us all pussies the whole time. So then we end up in like, I'll just highlight a couple of the rooms, but one of them they guide you into. Like, there's enough light when you walk in to see that it's a jail cell that has like a bed and like bars on one side or whatever, and then they sit you down and you can't see, but somebody is on the top bunk the whole time, but it's so dark up there you don't know it. So next thing you know, you're in this pitch dark room and this guy's on the floor, and then he starts using like a very small light, like he'll get right in one person's face like an inch away and then like click it or whatever.
That's good.
So this guy literally was like, when he got to me, he was like, nice pussy pendant, like, and then he was
another
rubbing.
One did it.
You're like, yeah. Nice line. I've already heard that.
This dude was rubbing the back of his hand on my face, like talking about how he was gonna fuck me and stuff. Like, it was
holy shit.
Yeah. And then he went up to another.
This
person.
This guy worked at the haunted house.
Okay, he was like,
sure. I hope so. Yeah.
Was he in a Harvey Weinstein work there?
Yeah.
Was he dressed as a bush?
He kept asking me like, what does this pendant mean that I can't do to you? And I just ignored him. Like, I didn't answer. But later, Joya said, touch me. And he was like, so I can do everything else. Like, it was, like, getting creepy. He was telling one of my friends to tell him he was hot. And then she was so uncomfortable that by the end, like, the last thing we heard in that room before we were escorted out was like, you're very warm. Which she didn't understand what's going on.
You know, funny.
I challenge anybody here to do is just play a game of chicken with the guy. Give it right back to him and just see how far it'll go.
I was fucking with him a little bit.
Good.
Because, whatever. That's the way I get through these things. It's just, I know that I can't really do
that's
anything.
When I watch horror movies, I'm probably the worst person to watch horror movies with because I'll constantly just joke. Just trying to.
No,
keep,
you were
keep
pretty scared
light.
During were, The Shining. That was pretty, that was pretty entertaining.
That was a different animal.
So then, like, some of the other rooms.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
But you just brought up The Shining.
Yeah.
Can I just tell the really, really, like a really quick story? I went to this restaurant with my mom. It's kind of a freaky story. And who knows, maybe I'm just out of my mind and so is my mom.
Probably. We'll determine that.
Yeah, definitely. I think you already know the answer to that.
We're aware.
But there's, it's a super small restaurant in my hometown and they had like a wall of three different paintings. And my mom and I were sitting across from one painting and it looked just like my dad looking at us, but it was supposed to be Jack Nicholson from The Shining at the bar where he's kind of like leaning looking.
A Lloyd.
And my mom and I just couldn't, it was almost like we couldn't eat because the restaurant was so small and it felt like literally my father was over my shoulder. And so we went back like a month later with my aunt, and I said, I have to show you this painting because it looks just like my dad. It's insane. And so I took my aunt into the other room, showed her the picture, and it was the same picture, but he had – this time he had fangs and like blood on him. And I was like, no, no, no. And my aunt just looked at me like I was insane. And I was like, no, he didn't have the fangs and like the evil blood and everything before.
So it was the same picture just with fangs.
Same picture.
Blood.
So I asked the people in the restaurant, I said, have you guys changed your paintings at all? And they said, no. We swear,
what?
We swear. Maybe they did to like mess with people, but.
Was this around Halloween or anything?
No. It was weird. It was probably like April.
Oh.
Isn't that kind of creepy?
That is weird.
That
anyway, because it was from The Shining, and then like.
That's super creepy. Yeah.
So the painting did in fact have the fangs and stuff.
It did, but my mom and I, when we were sitting next to it, did not see any sort of fangs or evilness. We just saw like a dude. My dad's super friendly, like a dude that looked like my dad.
I'm going to say the only way I could think to debunk that is that you guys were so distracted from the fact that it reminds you of your dad that you were maybe looking into the eyes and not the mouth, so you didn't. You're kind of. Weren't clued in to look
you
for
insane.
That.
Yeah,
I'm trying to debunk
it. I want to think that. Yeah. No, I know.
That is even kind of strange. If it's Jack Nicholson from The Shining, then what? I mean, that's just kind of a weird add-on.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Does your dad at all resemble Jack Nicholson in The Shining?
Not really. I mean, it just was the way it was like the hairline and the guy in the painting when I first saw it, there was no real features. Okay. It was almost like the shape of his face.
Oh, all right.
And the positioning, because my dad's really casual. The way he's kind of like just being casual, like looking. Like, hey.
That's
so I mean,
weird.
There was no evil vibe. And then
you ran home, told your dad about it. You opened the door. Dad, you won't believe what I saw.
And then he bangs. Yep.
He looks just like the photo.
And this is my ghost here today. Because he killed me.
And I've been a ghost the whole time.
Anyway, sorry. I just
turned
had to
an episode of Goosebumps.
Fine. Well, since it was Halloween, I had to. And you said Shining.
My theory is creepy. Jack Nicholson went into the restaurant probably hours after you saw it. It's like, hey. I didn't get any money from this. How'd you guys get this? Like, oh, shit, throw some fangs on there. Let's make it look a little different. And then when you ask, hey, wasn't that Jack Nicholson? They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Nope.
We don't want to get sued.
Fangs.
No Jack here.
Sued. Yeah.
Anyway. So that is my theory. Okay, so keep
going. Good theory, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
That's creepy. That is creepy.
I want to hear some more rooms.
So a couple of the other rooms.
Is there one person per, like, you're like locked in a room and there's one actor in there that's doing it? Is there a couple where there's like multiple of them?
I think so.
It's just one. Every room.
Most of them were just one, but there were a couple. One guy.
Is there like a time limit? It's like you walk in the room, it's like 5 minutes. You just gotta stick it out for 5 minutes.
There are time limits. It's not 5 minutes. The maze is 36 minutes long, so based on 17 doors, I think it's like some of them were way shorter. Some of them were like 45. I think the longest one was probably 2.5, maybe.
Jeez.
Some of the other rooms. In one of the hallways, one of the actors on stilts came up and was fucking with Joya, and as she tried to run away, he grabbed her hair that was in a bun and pulled it out so that all of her hair was like fucking down, and that really freaked her out.
Jeez, you just get violated at this place.
In one of them, there's a dude, it's made up to look like a prison yard, and there's a dude like all tatted out like in a prison thing. He's like lifting weights, and he tells like two of the people that are in the group, there's like seven or eight people in each group, we had seven, and he's like, pick up the weights. Like, so two people did and I didn't, so I was just kind of standing in the back or whatever, and I don't know why, but I was wearing my glasses, which I almost never do. And at the end of that room, he was like, hey man, you want to try one? And I was just like, nah, I'm good. And like, I'd seen that the light was already good, and he was like, all right, here, try this one. And he chucked his at me and hit me in the face. I don't know if you can still see the thing on the side of my nose where like the glasses like dug in, and like,
no way,
my nose was kind of fucked up and my glasses were kind of broken too. And as soon as I like, they fell off my face, and I like reached down to pick them up, and the guy, I didn't like this. I was okay with the throwing of the weight, but he broke character and went, sorry, I didn't see the glasses. And I'm like, I wasn't wild about that.
Gotta commit, man.
My glasses are fucked. My nose hurts. Stick with it. Just call me a pussy.
You gotta commit.
And tell me, hey, better luck next time, Four Eyes. But you know what?
17th Door should have used ZipRecruiter to hire these guys.
ZipRecruiter.com/interview?
Yeah, that's right. Because if you're in need of great talent for your business but short on time, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need to find the right tools, smarter tools. What if hiring could be easier? And you could get a guy who doesn't apologize after throwing a weight in your face. That's right. More streamlined and less time-consuming. So even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire. What do you got to do? Go to ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches, the best actors, the best weight throwers, the best haircutters, everything, for your haunted house. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Oh, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Whether it's just your business, haunted house, Kaylin's intern, anything. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And this is what you guys got to do. Go to ZipRecruiter and post your jobs for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's ZipRecruiter.com/interview. One more time, try for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Now, so, I don't like them throwing that thing at your face, Gary.
It wasn't my favorite part.
How heavy do you think that
was? That's so wild.
3 or 4 pounds. Okay. Maybe 5 pounds. I don't know. It was clearly...
Was it like a toss like you should have caught
iron,
that?
I mean, was it iron?
No. I think that it... I don't know for sure because it didn't hit my face. It hit my glasses. But I'm pretty sure it was just a solid, hard foam that was like very hard. Yeah. Like being hit with like a super hard Nerf ball that doesn't have any give or whatever. But it, I mean...
Yeah.
I wonder if that was an accident, like it slipped and he just kind of had to.
It was not an accident, Chris. He was sitting a little further away from me than you are right now. Mm-hmm. Like it was a well placed throw. It was clear he was trying to hit me.
It was
a
fucking tomahawk, last of the Mohican style toss.
Yes.
Was there any attempt to see it? Block, or you just sat there and
the lights are so fucked up in there that I didn't know it had happened until my glasses were already on the ground.
That's wild that people would throw things at you. Like, I can't see any. I know you signed a waiver, and I know I'm sounding like the big, like, I should be wearing a pussy pendant right now for even just like speaking like this about things, but just that's crazy. Like,
it's nuts.
How wild.
So, in another one of the rooms, I didn't really experience this, but the one where they get you wet, they basically lock you in a fucking tube. There's like three people in a tube, and then they just start fucking pumping sprayed water like out of like the tube. There's like fucking sprinklers on both sides, and you're literally in this tube with two or three other people that you possibly don't know, and it's closed on both sides. There's nothing you can do.
So you get close. Does it fill up with water, and you get close to drowning?
It doesn't.
Is that what it's supposed to simulate?
Because
that sounds like a pretty lame ass room.
Yeah. See, I don't know. It's just like we gotta think.
How wet do you get? Just a little wet, or you're soaking wet?
How wet do you get?
Yeah.
How wet do you get?
We all went back to my house, and everyone who was in that thing took their clothes off and put them in the dryer.
And just got naked. You guys had a party.
Everyone brought a change of clothes. Like,
not wet there. Like, that's disgusting.
I thought like the next room would be like a dryer, like at the car wash.
It was.
Yeah, okay.
So the next room is supposed to like simulate like you're in a giant oven, basically, which is kind of fucked up. But,
It's like
the design of it is to dry people off a little bit.
German-themed room.
One of the other rooms, I'll highlight two more rooms. In one of the other rooms, they basically sit you on what's like kind of similar to like a pew in a church, and your feet are dangling, and it's completely dark, and then the pew just fucking dumps you, and you free fall for not very far.
Oh, that's the ground. That's a ground waiver.
It's you free fall enough, far enough that it scares you, and I was very lucky that a lot of my shit from my pockets was about to fall out. And you fall into
a
giant.
Why did you even keep anything in your pockets
bones.
Going
Man,
into this?
What am I supposed to do?
They don't have like lockers or something you could put there?
No.
Or your car? You can, well, I guess you need your keys still.
We Ubered there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you signed the waiver. Cell phone.
I mean, I guess I was the only one who did that. My friends left all their shit at home, but whatever. I'm not. I need my cell phone.
I noticed one more line in this waiver that you didn't read. The last line is, I assume full responsibility for the 17th door haunt experience messing up my mind forever.
Why did you read that?
That's the same waiver I signed to do this podcast. It's so weird.
Oh, we should totally use this as the for going forward. This is the tower release that we give the people.
Swap out with a water cooler logo?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's great.
All right, so then the last room that I'll highlight was probably the most fucked up. They bring you into this room that's designed to look like a kitchen, and there's body parts everywhere, and it there's clearly rotting meat in there. Like, it's not a fake smell. It is, like, it's fucked up in there.
It's killing. It's like home for you, bro.
They close the door, and then, like, the fridge opens and out comes the chef, and he's got like a fucking crock pot, and it's got live cockroaches in it. And he's like, he's like putting them on your face if you don't have a pussy pen.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. I was wondering where those insects came in.
one of the members, I won't out who, but one of the members of our group who did not have the pendant hid behind two that did, and then was discovered at the last possible moment.
Oh, no. Shot in the head.
Worse. I guess I sort of just
human
shield. It would be nice.
Now I do too.
It'd be nice if the pussy pendant was almost like when you go into the grocery store and you don't think you're going to take a lot, and all of a sudden you need a cart.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh shit, I need a cart. Yeah. You could steal someone's cart. It'd be nice if I had that along the way.
That'd be great.
Like, I think I need one.
Speaking of which, Supermarket Sweep, which we spoke about an episode or two ago, is coming back.
Oh, you guys put it into the ether, man. It's a great magnet.
It's goddamn right. So yeah, so that was pretty much it. At the end,
wow, that's crazy.
At the end, we all gave our pendants away to like scared girls we saw outside.
Why was it hard to get pendants?
No, it was $5.
Okay.
And
I didn't
like that they charged me $5, so I was happy to give it back to somebody else to fuck them over.
Nice
like,
move.
Like, come on, fuck you. You can't charge me $5 for wanting a less intense version of this.
It's a glow stick.
We were doing the math on how much money this place makes. It's fucking crazy. I mean,
$35 a pop.
At any given time, there could be approximately 110 people in the maze, and it takes 37 minutes. So it starts at 7 p.m. each night and goes till midnight or 12:30 or 1. I can't remember. But like at minimum, it's 5 hours a night. At any given time, there's over 100 people in the maze at $35 a pop. It's crazy.
How long was the wait to get in?
Well, if you buy the VIP, not very long, but somebody in our group fucked that up. So about 30 minutes?
Oh, 20,
that's 20
not
minutes?
Bad.
It wasn't bad.
I don't even
but
buy
I mean,
the VIP.
I don't know. A 30-minute wait for a 30-minute thing is... It's better. It's certainly better than fucking Universal where it's 60 minutes for 4 minutes.
Well, for I sure. waited for the if Superman that. At... Six Flags. It was like a 2-hour wait, and it's literally a 6-second ride.
It goes up and down.
It's a good ride, though.
Once.
It's a good ride.
Do you know some guy got flung out of there? He had no legs, and they let him ride it?
Oh,
he literally did the Superman
real.
Out of the Superman. No, I really think it's real.
Oh, my God.
Because you know the guy didn't live, right? Like, there's no way he would have lived.
All of a sudden, a cape appeared, and he just soars and flies. And
horrible.
I'm going to look it up real quick. But.
I went on the ride once.
That must have been,
I've been on the ride several times before through the years, and I went there once with a friend. And for people who don't know, Superman at Magic Mountain, they blast you off 100 miles an hour.
That's LA's version of Six Flags for those cross country.
Right, right. So it just literally just goes straight out and then straight up. And then there's like a second and a half where there's no gravity. If you take a little penny, you can hold it in your hand and the coin will like float in your hand, which we always do.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to catch it. You just catch it. But okay. It will float
like,
in your hand.
Don't want to lose that penny.
You're not going to lose it. Yeah. But then it just zooms backwards and then that's the end of the ride. So we went on it one time. Where we zoomed back and it did not stop in the loading terminal. We kept going back and these rubber like mat things came blowing up from behind us and our car basically ended up stopping in like the emergency brake section. And I looked behind me and I swear to you, it felt like we were a fucking foot away from the end of that track.
Bunch of spikes at the end.
It may as well have been.
Well, you just sparked my memory. I guess I'll highlight one more
when
room.
Rides go wrong are the scariest
thing.
There was one more room because you said the big blow-up rubber things. There was one that really affected. There was
the
one.
There's a few of those next to my bed.
Yeah. There was there was one.
Really dumb. God, I apologize. I'm sorry for that.
They signed a waiver. They're prepared for these kind of things.
Don't worry about it.
Chris, and I promise you I've said dumber shit.
Sure,
we all have. There was one that didn't bother me, but for people who are claustrophobic, it would really suck. It's basically two giant like airbags, but they're 8 feet tall and they're about 100 feet long. And you just have to like push your way through it. So it's like at any time, especially for a girl, it was easier for me because I was strong enough to sort of separate it and make some space in front of me.
Such a manly
but
man.
Like
just lifted weights.
it just comes if you're not actively pushing it out with your arms, it will just engulf you and you will be 100% surrounded with no air on.
That's
side.
The claustrophobia.
Yeah,
man, I'm seeing this waiver. I'm noticing every little thing they picked.
Yeah, it's I don't know, 17th floor.
That is the craziest haunted house I've ever heard of.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up.
Well, other than the real ones, of course. But.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I don't know. I'll never be able to really. Hollywood Horror Nights will never be the same again.
Yeah.
So,
it's the daycare.
can we all agree that the 17th or Haunt experience messed up your mind forever?
Yeah.
They're not liable for that. So you're going to have to live with that for the rest of your life.
I signed
life,
the
Gary.
Paper, so clearly.
And apparently you left a fingerprint. You also didn't mention that the bottom of this waiver asks for your left thumbprint and your right thumbprint. And then in very small font, it says thumbprints are not required to validate waiver.
Yeah.
So do some people actually do that, though?
Yeah, absolutely. They had ink pads there. I didn't do that.
Jesus Christ.
It's weird, though, because at the end
– so weird.
At close to the end, you just come into this room where it's a fully staged thing for your photo. And it's like, come
on. All of a sudden you're at Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which –
they should, yeah. The they one should have that was, going through the maze, like cameras.
Well,
they take your picture while you're doing it.
Yeah,
that would
be cool.
Yeah.
But the one thing that was sort of cool about that was you think obviously, okay, well this is it, we're up. No. From after you take the picture to get out is like a terrifying. Like, just feel the wall. You'll be okay. Just feel the wall. So it's like a long walk through darkness, and there's people grabbing your legs and shit, and I don't know. It's traumatic.
You know, like when. When you go skydiving and they have that guy you can just hook up to the back of, like the first time you go skydiving, you have to go tandem. Yeah, they should just do that for here. Yeah,
that's
I'd do that. That's like the double pussy pendant, right? I just hook
just
up to the
Velcro
back
you
of
to the back of some dude.
Oh, man, go! Go! And then he gets his hair cut. He deals with all the stuff, and I'm just kind of just watching along. And he has a GoPro on me. Yeah, that's all I want. So, all right, well, I think that's the gnarliest one I've ever heard of. So I'm glad you made it out alive.
Crazy.
Nobody got the haircut, which bumps me out. I question if anybody got their haircut. They just put that there to really just scare you.
Oh, no. You go on their Instagram, you'll see pic. You see photos.
Really?
Sure.
Oh.
But I mean, I don't.
It does grow back, so it's not the end of the world.
Here's the thing. If you sit down in the chair, then you want to be fucked with, and that's when they'll like literally like cut a Z, like do like a, they'll do the thing from, you know, Jackass or whatever, where they'll take a giant chunk with clippers like out of the middle of your hair.
It's like the obnoxious dudes will sit down and get that because they want to like show off.
It's the douchey frat boys from like UC Fullerton and shit. Like
you're like, can you just shave off his actual head?
Yeah.
Exactly. UC Fullerton?
Sorry, Cal State Fullerton. Okay.
So I found an article about the dude. It's on cosmicbooknews.com.
This is the guy who died on the Superman
super
ride?
Super legit. But in Darien Lake, which is near
the Times gets their story.
It's from near where I'm from, but an Iraq war veteran who lost both his legs in the war fell out of the ride of steel Superman at Darien Lake in 2011.
Wow.
He was killed. But then I also just now searching
like
this
some Russian shit.
Found a lady had gotten, and this was on a legit site, but a lady lost both of her feet on Superman.
This is a dangerous ride, people.
No. Go 17th door. I felt safe.
Yeah.
You won't lose your feet.
Yeah, they updated Superman a little while ago too. So it's like, so the bars come over the top. It used to be just over the lap.
Yes.
And then they changed it to where it comes over your shoulders. And instead of going up, you're facing the other way. So when it goes up, you're actually looking down.
Oh, really? Yeah. They flipped it around?
Yeah, they changed it.
Oh. So you get, I guess that's kind of scarier in a way, though, because when you go back down, you're going forward.
You feel it more when you're going forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
When you're falling backwards.
Oh, wow. Crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Well. When rides go wrong these just show like those like 2020s or on Saturday nights, it was just like fair rides that go wrong and guys are just falling out of Ferris wheels and things like that. Yeah, it's the scariest.
It's like watching when planes crash before you fly.
Yeah.
That's always on TV. Do you see that on there?
Oh,
why planes crash? It's like, why watch the show?
I mean, my friend was listening to Explosions in the Sky when we were on a plane. I was like, come on, man.
But like, isn't
some
it common?
Some soothing music, though.
But getting back to the rides, like, isn't it just common knowledge that like amusement park that's owned by a giant corporation is going to be inherently 1,000 times safer than the meth dudes who drive from city to city?
Yeah, but like, have you heard
that
of this?
Have my last name Carney?
Oh, Carney's, yeah.
Carney's. Mm-hmm. You never got that as a kid, I'm guessing.
No, it was weird.
Yeah.
But I think because where I grew up is so white trash that we're all Carneys, and it was like, we're not going to make fun of each other. We're there for each other.
I heard like stuff like that happens at Disneyland. They're so rich and they're so like corporate. They can keep your mouth shut.
Quiet,
yeah, like oh yeah.
Listen,
especially if you lose your mouth on one of the rides.
If you lose a leg,
again,
that kid's
sorry,
not talking.
I'm sorry,
that kid's not talking. He lost like his mouth.
I feel like if you lose a leg but gain $5 million, that's kind of your choice not to speak about that. If that's the deal you want, so be it. I think everyone's all right.
Not too long.
It's a good icebreaker.
Not too long ago.
Would you sacrifice a leg for $5 million? I mean, the technology they got these days.
$5 million, yeah, man. $5 million goes a long way.
Yeah. I think I would.
That's not no taxes coming out of that either.
A few years ago, when I first started dating the lovely woman that is now my wife, we were walking through Hollywood, and Paris Hilton came zooming around a corner in some convertible, and my then girlfriend nearly got sideswiped. I mean, it really was
that.
Oh, that
would have been great if she did.
I know.
So much money.
I swear to God, to this day, we still talk about how much better our lives would have been if only she was struck by Paris Hilton's car.
You would have proposed right there.
That would have been it, right then and there.
Just give her a little nudge onto the street. One little nudge, Matt.
I would have been down on one knee to help her up, but I would have already been on one knee. It would have been a done deal.
Amazing.
Yeah, put a ring on that broken finger. Right? And yeah.
Damn you, Paris Hilton.
Oh, you're so close.
Was so close.
Yeah, if it was like my luck, I'd get sideswiped, or I'd get hit by someone who has no money at all.
Yeah, yeah, that actually happened to a guy here.
happened to a friend of ours.
Really?
Here. He got hit by an uninsured person. The car's careened and hit three other uninsured cars.
Three others?
He's insured, and now everyone's basically, the attitude is basically like, all right, make good on this. But he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just hit. But now
he got T-boned.
Now he's got to repair his own shit and repair everyone else's shit.
Yeah, broke his leg and everything, yeah. And it just, that's what happens. Oh, you're the only one with insurance? All right, it gets to...
Guess it's on you,
you
bro.
You take the bill, yeah.
Meanwhile, his insurance is like, fuck you.
Yeah.
No, last I talked to him, he said he's got a lawyer who's like, yeah, don't worry about all that. That's not going to happen. So I think he's actually not going
to
be
Yeah, but that's
there.
So fucked up that he has to pay a lawyer.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man? He was driving down the street doing nothing wrong. It's terrible. Insane.
Oh, well, that's
but
just, that's
I'm really sorry that Julie
the real haunted house is the earth.
Thanks, bro. Thanks.
Let's be clear.
The moral of this story is
still
very clear.
I don't want her to die.
Exactly. Again, we're talking about $5 million for one leg. That's what we're talking about here. Please, let me be clear.
Something I might do with
one leg. Yeah, it's definitely worth that much.
Well, if a leg's worth $5 million, what's an arm worth?
Two and a half.
More or less?
Two and a half, yeah.
Less. Really less.
Yeah, bro, you don't need your hands to walk.
No, arms are worth way more because you can actually accomplish things.
Yeah, I can accomplish a lot more. At least with my skill set, I can be a lot more effective sans a leg than sans an arm.
Wow.
So you go sans leg.
I mean, I think that my arms, for what I do and for what my education and skill set is in, my arms are more valuable. I'm going to spend most of my time sitting at a
better
computer.
Better retrofit like a leg to do more tasks.
Yeah,
it's easier
thing.
To hide the leg, too.
Oh,
yeah.
A leg. I've gotten fooled by that a few times. I've seen the fake arms. They look really good, too, but...
Yeah, but it's there's the manipulation.
The foot is only really isn't doing much, whereas,
right. I think you can simulate like what your toes and like the balls of your feet do with prosthetics a lot better than you can with your hand and wrist.
I think we've stumbled onto another shot versus stabbed.
Yeah. Do you know about this debate?
We need to put it out to the Bobo Boy community out there.
Lose an arm,
let us know.
Leg.
Yeah, lose an arm, lose a leg. What would you rather have happen to you?
Or if that actually did happen to you, let us know.
Let us know.
We want to know. How's your life going?
We put it out there whether it's better to be shot or stabbed.
I would definitely much rather be shot.
Yeah.
The idea of a knife just going, you can feel the organs it's hitting.
I think that's what I
said. The being shot is correct.
Yeah, it's quicker, easier. Yeah. Like a Band-Aid right off.
I feel like we had the guy in here who was both shot and stabbed. I think he said getting stabbed was worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're saying.
Oh, getting stabbed is worse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd rather be shot.
Oh, yeah. I'm all on board. I'm with you.
Yeah. We have a fan who was shot and stabbed. How about that?
Wow.
He could compare.
He lives in Florida. No shocker there.
His name's Taylor. Nice guy. Matt, what do you think? You'd rather lose the arm?
You know, you guys make a lot of valid points, but I mean, I'm just going to have to stick to my guns just to be different. I'm going to say I would keep my legs.
Matt.
You only get one gun then.
You have a segment on this show about food.
Yep.
Just for that purpose alone, you don't think that you would rather have both arms and be able to sit at a nice restaurant sans
again,
a
you're
leg?
Making really valid points here, but just for the sake of argument, I'm going to go ahead and go.
I think we're all going
leg,
right? I mean, because we're all going leg, right?
Wait, you're saying you'd rather lose an arm?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You too?
No, I'm leg.
Oh, yeah, we're all leg. Matt's the only arm. All
right. I think Matt's just trying
to be unanimous.
I don't see how much of this. I don't think it's really a debate.
I cannot give you a single reason why my decision's right, but I'm sticking to it.
It's pride.
This is a goddamn hung jury in here. No one is goddamn making me change my mind.
I grew up with a girl who had one arm, and she had the prosthetic arm, which, like, it looked so good you couldn't even tell, and it was from shoulder down. But it looked really good, like... And she would wear long sleeves. So it just looked like an arm. The hand was the same color as her other hand, but it just like plastic, and it looked good. But she ended up working me She became a waitress with me at the local TGI Fridays.
Oh, that's tough to do with one arm.
Oh, holy. You're telling me.
She must have gotten a lot of tips,
that's
though.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, she figured it out.
Raking it in. Raking in the tips. Because
she figured it out.
She figured it out. She figured it out.
I get what you mean. She went into the service industry, but Jesus. Yeah.
Could have done a little bit of pre-busing, but you know.
Well, that's the other thing is like, who's ever going to give you shit about slacking on the cleanup and like the shit that I'm sure all of you were supposed to do?
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going to go, hey, Jenny.
Her
we
table,
really need to have
come
to talk.
On, like,
her table is full of like stacks of plates and glasses and stacks of money. Because people are really nice, you know? They just want to help. Again, a thing we used to do is
I would tip the same because I don't want to discriminate.
And she was really comfortable with it. Like a thing we used to do was like guys would
hide and go arm.
Oh God, I shouldn't even say this story.
Too late.
We had nothing. But, like if me, Matt, and this girl were sitting, but one of the little areas where you're like typing in the food, she'd be typing and she'd have one arm her fake arm hanging. You just take that thing and swing to the other guy's wiener.
They would actually do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And everyone just had a good laugh.
She loved it.
Good Lord.
I grew up with her. She's cool. She's super cool. But I remember doing that. I thought it was just the most wildly offensive thing we could have done. And yeah, we did it. So, she made a lot of money, though. So, and she drove her car. She did everything. Like, you couldn't even tell unless she, like, really looked. So, I don't know. Maybe arm is the way to go because you could still get by. I think fake leg. No, I'd still lose a leg. But
wear shorts. You're going to have the same tipping situation.
That's true. Yeah. But who's going to let you wear shorts waiting tables? That's kind of gross. I don't want to see your legs if you're bringing me food.
TGI Fridays, he said.
Probably. Definitely Applebee's.
The finest jean shorts available. No.
My mom's cousin lost his finger, and I was home recently, and we were at a funeral, which is really sad, and my great uncle had passed away, but it was a great guy. Great guy, by the way, but it doesn't matter. That's not the point of the story. Point of the story is my mom's cousin lost his finger, and so we didn't know what to talk about. I was standing there awkwardly with him, and I'm like, hey, see, you're missing a finger. And I just kind of brought it up. But he actually had cancer in his nail, so they had to remove his finger. But
I've never heard of that before.
But I thought kind of not a bad idea to have an icebreaker. It was just the tip of his finger. That was definitely worth losing just to not have awkward scenarios where you could just like chit-chat about. It's like it's kind of like smoking. You know, you can make friends over, you know, the discussion.
That's right.
Anyway.
So, first date. Hey, so you're probably wondering about my finger,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You always have something to talk about.
I always get embarrassed. Like, there's just no way I can't, like, be embarrassed about, like, you know, messing things up like that. Like, oh, yeah, you know, hey, sir, you have really nice hands. Like, oh, one of them's fake. And then it's like, ah, shit.
You gave it away.
Yeah, I feel super bummed. But.
Who was the last person you said you have really nice hands to?
I don't talk about it anymore. Too embarrassing. Matt, your Chez Fondelet, is it Halloween themed?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's just get it out of the way then, because this will be the last one we do for Halloween. No,
because even Christmas. Let's just get it out of the way.
It used to be something we all loved.
Oh no!
Now it's just something Caleb.
Now it just feels like it's just for me and Caleb.
It's the nice hands all over
candy, so Caleb's not even gonna like this one.
No, I'm out.
Now
I'm
out. Let's just get it out of the way.
The reason I'm saying is just the show is going a little long, and I thought, okay,
Caleb,
maybe we could
save
it.
Watch your goddamn basketball game if you need to.
Okay. Maybe we could save it till next week. Do not, you don't go
anywhere. You
stay
right there, sir.
You stay right there,
Caleb. You have a computer right there.
That's
you have no problem watching
I like
watching
the Chez Fondelet. I was looking forward to it.
Thank you.
But now that you said it's candy, I can.
I totally said that wrong. Matt, would you honor us with another rendition of?
Let's get it out of the way. What's on the menu?
All right. Well, it's Halloween coming up, so. This is the Chez Fondelet candy cage fight, breaking down some of the best candies out there. I want to hear.
Okay, can I? Do you know what candy you're giving out?
Oh, dude, we've bought the candy and I've consumed much of it. So. There's still some left.
All right.
But
if you want to be a favorite, always
Here's
go with the king
lineup.
Size.
Here's the first match. We're talking chocolate, peanuts, caramel, and nougat. There's two that really stand out. Snickers versus Baby Ruth.
Yeah, that's a dumb question.
Yeah,
I'm starting with an easy one.
Baby,
Baby
Ruth.
Is that Baby really
Ruth
a dumb
is
question?
Bullshit.
Way too many peanuts.
Completely agree. Completely agree. This is a clear victory for Snickers. I just wanted to get you guys involved here with an easy one.
Warm up round.
Yeah.
Right. So I feel like we can all agree. Too many peanuts in the Baby Ruth. Also, the chocolate way too flaky. Just like falls apart. Mm-hmm. And also, what I like about the Snickers is it's stacked. very easy. You take a bite, you can see everything that you're getting. Yeah, Ruth is like inside out. Like the peanuts cover everything. I don't know what's under those peanuts. I don't want that layers. Surprise. I want
to
see.
Plus, you throw the Snickers in the freezer, you got a nice little dessert.
It's like there when you get go. The 7-layer dip. Do you stir it all up? No.
No. Yeah, you want to see
those
layers.
You want that separation.
Kristen, thoughts on this?
I agree. The thing, though, with the Snickers is I have to have a full-size Snickers. I don't like the little ones.
The fun really? Size.
Because I'm not a huge fan of chocolate.
Okay.
So I get too much chocolate in the one bite of it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I like more the innards, the caramel, the nuts.
What's your ideal candy?
You know, I'm not a huge candy fan. I almost
got
more to Kaylin.
Thank you. Yeah.
Really not a huge candy fan. However,
right. I love how Kaylin's like, I hate candy. Oh, Babe Ruth, too many peanuts.
Gotta have an opinion. I used to be a candy kid. Yeah. I was candy when I was a kid. I like Sour Patch.
I have to go Skittles because I'm not a chocolate fan.
Skittles.
Yeah, Skittles
are good. Skittles are good.
I did not put Skittles on my list here, but since you brought it up, we could do a wild card round. What's the best color bag of Skittle? I don't want to know what your favorite flavor.
Well, red is
the
original.
Classic.
Well, red's,
yeah, classic.
Red's the answer.
I don't
but
want tropical.
I think the question should be, what is the best non-red bag? Because red's the answer.
Red is not
sour.
The answer.
You're I used to love
sour.
Sour,
like,
sour
is the answer.
Sour
is the answer.
Sour.
Once again, not to defy everybody here, but I'm going with the purple bag. Wildberry bag.
See, and I might go with
that's
the best.
Setting red aside.
Tropical is better than the
wild. I like the blue.
Get out of here. The blue is the tropical one. I think that's the one that Kayla's talking about.
I don't like the tropical.
Yeah, tropical's not good, man.
It's not as good
Here's
as the red or the sour, but it's definitely better than that.
This,
than
this
the
is
wild
an
berry.
Idea that I've had for a while, and I'm going to put it out into the world because I want this to happen. You know how obviously Skittles independently all have their own flavor, but each bag, if you take like a handful of that bag, you put it in your mouth, there's that
it becomes
flavor.
One.
It becomes
yeah.
its own flavor.
So deep.
So what I think there should be is a white bag of Skittle. And
combo.
Each Skittle is a combo. So the red Skittle is what the red bag tastes like. The purple Skittle is what the purple bag tastes like. I think we can all get on board
that.
With this.
Yeah.
Plus, white is always Skittle the mystery.
Like, yeah,
the mystery
the,
color.
The
so whenever you do white something, it
airhead.
Means...
Dum Dum.
Yeah,
right,
airhead. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate any mystery flavor. Just tell me what I'm getting. Why do I have to guess the flavor?
Yeah, but
flavor?
It's not going to be like poop. You don't have to be scared it's going to taste bad.
Sometimes it is poop.
Wait, wasn't it Drew who was eating the equivalent to the Harry Potter
Bobby,
like,
a listener,
any flavor beans?
Bobby, a listener, he sent us different kinds of beans just for Kaylin. Like, here's some chocolate-covered coffee beans. Here's
those
some
are
jelly
great.
Beans.
Those are good. I
right.
like those.
And, that was good.
And he sent us the Harry Potter jelly beans, or it's like
it was like a knockoff,
flavors.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's like a knockoff. But it's just like, oh,
any
this one could be either coconut or rotten egg. Could be either lime or booger. And you can't really – you never tell. You can never tell just by looking. You have to taste it. And they've been just sitting in our craft service, our snack area for –
craft service.
Probably like months. Probably 2 months. And then they're gone. They're just one day gone. And I look at you like, you all right? It's like, oh, dude, those jelly beans were disgusting. You
know? So I love how we kept eating them. Yeah.
Drew, Drew is quietly like number two behind Chris in this building for just hoovering up any food that's
I don't
around.
Even think it's quietly. Like the first thing he does when he walks in here is, oh, what's in the fridge? What's in the snacks? Let
me eat
everything.
He doesn't take flack for it on air is what I mean.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He is, but he comes in here like a goddamn Dyson vacuum and just eats anything that's around.
Dude, yeah. He just eats all of it.
But, all right, Matt, I'm liking this. Let's
good.
Yeah,
one more note about Snickers versus Baby Ruth. Snickers made by Mars, Baby Ruth made by Nabisco.
Dun dun dun.
Stick to the fucking crackers and cookies.
Oh,
stay out of my candy.
Get out.
Shots fired. World right. star.
Here's another one here. This is the next category. I'm going to call this the caramel crunch category. Twix versus 100 grand. She got the caramel cookie
ever had
versus the caramel crispy.
100 grand.
I've never had
the
one,
best
so
candy
I
bar I've ever had.
That
really
is the correct
me.
Answer.
I don't even know what that looks like.
You only get
I don't feel
one
like I've
them.
Even is seen that anywhere. Is that in like
you know
a regular 7-Eleven?
Kaylin, you know what? It's one of the candies we're giving out for Halloween this year.
Oh, here. I'll drive all the way over to Pasadena. I'll come trick-or-treat.
Under one
house.
Condition. You have to say trick-or-treat, and then I will give you one. Yeah. But yes, the caramel cookie, the Twix, is definitely a strong contender here. But it just so happens that the 100 grand is the greatest candy bar of all time.
We always say the 100 grand and the things that you'd sell in high school. Like, oh, I'm trying to
magazine
earn money for the team.
Get this new scooter.
Yeah.
Picture like a hollowed out crunch bar that's just filled with caramel. But it's not the kind of caramel that sticks to your tooth. It's more that like
it's a gooey.
It's not hollow.
It's not hollow.
Gooey.
It's more.
It's got crunch and stuff.
Yeah, it's got the crispies on the
outside.
I like
a crunch bar. And I like crunch bars like a lot.
It's kind of crunch barish with caramel.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Taylor sure has a lot of opinions on candy bars.
For not liking.
I'm going to bring you 100.
I told you I used to be very very big on candy.
I don't think I've ever had one, to be honest.
Gary, you're awfully quiet here. Caramel crunch round. What do you go for? Caramel.
I've never had 100 gram.
Or caramel crisp.
I've never had 100 gram.
What is with this most greatest candy bar ever in the world that nobody has even heard of or had before?
It's like that great band that you're glad no one else likes because it's all to yourself.
Yeah, the second we all like it, Kristen's not going to like it anymore. They went mainstream.
Yeah,
bring it in, Matt. I want to try 100 gram. I just think of The Office.
You got it. I'm going to bring them in.
Did you grow up on the East Coast, Matt?
Nope, right here in Los Angeles.
Oh, weird. Okay, because I'm from the East Coast and I know 100 gram, so I thought maybe it was just 100 gram or an East Coast thing.
I've been aware of it forever, but I've never had cause to try one.
It's Fifth Avenue candy bar?
Yes.
Did you guys have Fluff growing up?
Yes.
No, I don't know what that is.
Marshmallow thing, right?
Oh, Fluff or Nutter.
Yeah.
I know Fluff.
Yeah, those
or
are pretty good.
I don't think I've had it, but I know what it is.
Yeah, that was a daily or like a special occasion thing. Like once a month.
Oh.
Like Fluff or Nutter and peanut butter in your lunchbox.
1 month special occasions.
Mm. All right, so we're going to step away from the chocolate for this round. This is, in my mind, what started this idea of the Chef Fondelet candy cage fight. Tootsie Pop versus Blow Pop.
Blow Pop.
Tootsie Pop.
Mm. Oh, we already have a match here.
Oh.
The two people Blow Pop who don't like chocolate candy. Why did
you guys take this one? I got to tell you something about Caitlin and it's candy. It's candy
you told us before.
I'm so glad you stayed, Caitlin. I want a point Caitlin, counterpoint here Caitlin's for you two, if I may.
I have one.
Caitlin bothers me that he doesn't like candy. So I was like, Caitlin, do you like any candy? He says, yeah, I like Blow Pops. I like Tootsie Pops. I like Dum Dums. Like,
I did not say either of those last two ones.
Obviously, it was a lollipop. Every candy you named is a lollipop. But, okay, so Tootsie Pop. There is a correct answer to this.
Before you announce it, Chris,
I can't even remember.
I do want to hear the point counterpoint,
yeah, no,
if I
like
may.
To hear it too. I'd like to hear it too.
Kristen, you have the floor.
Thank
Tootsie
you,
Pop,
Thank
I believe.
You. I say Tootsie Pop because in the regular lollipop, you get the gum, but the flavor goes away in like
it
half
does.
A second. Whereas the Tootsie, you enjoy that, and then it goes away. It's like it goes out on top.
No, it's because.
Thank you.
$100 cash money.
It's the moment where you get the mix of the Tootsie Pop crunch and the gum because the flavor is still there for maybe like a minute.
You just misspoke. I think
you
really like
called
Tootsie,
it a Tootsie
Pops.
You said Tootsie instead of Lolly.
I meant Blow Pops.
Blow Pop.
And to be honest, I can't even remember the last time I had a Tootsie Pop. But I enjoy the Blow Pops just for the moment where the sweet is down just far enough where you get that perfect mix of the gum and the Blow Pop together.
It's a lollipop
and then you enjoy
climax.
That for a minute and then you
But then,
yeah. There you go.
But then doesn't it immediately get ruined by the fact that the gum is horrible?
Yeah, and then you're like, bleh, if this bad taste in my mouth.
You just swallow the Tootsie Pop anyway, so at least you get something extra for a little while.
I will say, Chris, before I'm going to let Chris decide the answer here, but I will say that I believe both the Tootsie Pop and the Blow Pop have terrible centers. Whether you get the terrible gum or you get the Tootsie Roll, you're pretty fucked. So what we're really talking about is what has the better outer candy shell, because I feel like they're both definitely taken down by the inside. So I personally prefer the Blow Pop, although I do enjoy a Tootsie Pop. But I'm going to let Chris, because Chris has already said that there is a correct answer. So
There is a correct answer. Now, Caitlin, when you talk about the Blow Pop, you're talking about that thin layer of lollipop. When you bite into it and you get the shards of the lollipop with the gum.
Exactly.
And that sensation is phenomenal.
That's the moment.
Wow.
And it's worth the entire process of eating this Blow Pop.
Gary,
any
final
thoughts are better.
On this?
Tootsie Pops are better?
I'll leave it with Chris because I agree.
So in the end,
but you just said Tootsie Pops are better.
Yeah, Tootsie Pops are better.
Tootsie
Pops
Blow Pops
are
good, and
that
is the
that
best moment.
Texture.
When
you
crack the end and you get the gum,
that's the moment.
The 3 seconds that you enjoy that before you start to taste the gum.
3 seconds, though.
I know, but Tootsie Pops are far superior.
Yeah, and they have the commercial too.
Caitlin, you and me, buddy.
I think the Tootsie is more satisfying to bite into. I can only get literally 3 licks in before I have to bite it, just like the old commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys remember that commercial?
Yeah,
great.
Animated owl.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. But plus Blow Pop, just not a good name. I don't want to say I'm having a Blow Pop. I'm just
Could you speak in sexual tones, Gary? We've been over this.
Well, that might be, but I just
when you're wearing your pussy pendant.
Listen, I got my pussy pendant on. I've signed away my right to sanity. I don't, you know.
Here's
keep your gum out of my sucker, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not even worse.
Thank you. May I present this idea to you? a lollipop, just like a Tootsie Pop or Blow Pop, but in the middle, it's the Skittles Chewy Center.
Skittles Pops.
Skittles Pop. Ooh. You hear that, Skittles? I know you're listening.
Let's get that going.
I know you're listening. Put a big mega Skittle inside of a lollipop.
I think we need to.
And enjoy your millions. Enjoy your millions.
Guys, I think we need to give a reprieve to that elementary school and just all be tweeting Skittles.
Yeah.
At Skittles, hashtag Skittles Pop, hashtag Wolf Wolf.
I actually don't know what is the better idea. I think your lollipop is better than my white bag idea.
So. I think combine the two of you should go on Shark Tank as the
Skittles
candy.
Let's hear it, Cuban. Neither of us represent Skittles or the Mars Enterprise, but hear me out.
This is the Skittles Pod.
We have a podcast.
Oh, boy. All right, so I got one more.
All right.
One more.
I like this. I love it.
This is the peanut butter category. This is an important
I'm
one.
I'm out.
Oh, damn.
This
Wait,
one's
what?
Tough.
What?
Then leave the room, sir. Leave the room
Wait,
if that's your attitude.
Are you really out?
I'm out, yeah.
No peanut butter at all in your life.
I don't need peanut butter in my life.
He's taking the headphones off. He's literally
You know there's starving people in Africa.
Kalen, you know what? Kalen, thank you, dude. Thank you for your input.
At least you know how to get Kalen out of here.
He just wants to go take his shoes off.
He has to go watch an inconsequential basketball game out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All right, so now that Kalen's gone,
thank
let's
God.
Talk about him. All right, so
fucking Kalen, am I right?
As a caveat, before this category, hey buddy, he's good to go get another beer.
Mind.
Just
peanut butter, guy. Get out.
Peanut butter makes me go on a beer. By the way, we are drinking Endless Rant.
It's goddamn right, girldrinks.com for all your Endless Rant needs.
It is lovely.
It's all delicious. Right, so again, all these categories have just been one versus the other. So peanut butter is in a ton of candy. So forgive me, I'm only picking these two because I will say the Reese's peanut butter cup is probably one of my top five favorites.
Fantastic.
But I'm not talking about that.
Sure.
This is the throwdown in my mind. This is a tough one. Reese's Pieces.
I knew you were going to say it.
Versus peanut butter M&Ms.
Reese's Pieces.
I know the answer to this as well.
Reese's Pieces is what Kristen's weighing
Wait.
In with.
What is the difference?
All right.
The peanut is like the worst nut. Why are we all excited about peanut?
Let's be clear. I'm not talking We're about not. Peanut M&M. I'm saying peanut butter M&M.
Oh, I've never
versus,
had those. Okay, sorry. I'm out.
By the way, I'm going to stop you there. If you say Reese's Pieces over a peanut M&M, you're wrong too, because peanut M&Ms are like the greatest candy ever.
They are really good.
I'm not excited over the peanut.
All right.
Sorry,
so
I invited Kristen here, and I'm just going to tell her how she's wrong about everything.
It's perfect. It's
Reese's Pieces have the iconography, thanks to a little film called E.T. So most kids,
only seen the first half.
Wasn't that supposed to be a different candy, and then there was some kind of
– I have no idea.
Yeah, I think there's a lore about that.
I sort of think in the movie they don't call them Reese's Pieces, and maybe that's the thing.
I think
I
it was
know.
Originally supposed to be a different candy, and then there was a dispute, but I'm not sure. Go ahead.
So Reese's Pieces have been around forever. I feel like peanut butter M&Ms are a slightly newer invention because M&Ms have been going – they've been going wacky. They don't
they're
have like
new.
Strawberry peanut crunch. It's bizarre. They're a little nuts. But here's what the true difference is. The Reese's Pieces is candy-coated peanut butter. The peanut butter M&Ms is candy-coated chocolate-covered peanut butter.
Oh, well, there's
so I think you guys know where I'm gonna go with this one. I believe the peanut butter M&Ms are superior to the Reese's Pieces. They're also like thicker, so if you like your peanut butter, you're gonna get more peanut butter per bite in the peanut butter M&Ms. I could tell that last one was probably not the right category to end it on, but you know what? I write these down. I just fucking pick the order. It's not important.
No, I agree with you. The peanut M&Ms are
I didn't realize amazing. That the Tootsie Pop M&M. Versus peanut Blow butter. Pop would be such a crazy way to
That's
bring
okay.
it home. I should have wrapped it up then. But you know what? Before I wrap it up, I want to say thanks to all the fans out there for tweeting all the Frankenfood.
What'd you get? I'm not on Twitter, so I didn't see what you get.
Oh, there were some crazy ones. The best one was like a pork mac and cheese thing. There was a crazy fucking peanut butter jelly taco thing.
Oh, yeah. That was from my friend Adam.
There was a lot of crazy shit. So thank you guys for playing along. I really appreciate that. And I'll stop doing Halloween ones until next year. But until then, that's what's on the menu.
Yeah. I'm so glad we didn't wait till next week. Oh, how dare you. That was
I'm
fantastic.
Not responsible with messing with your mind forever, Gary. Yeah.
And once again, Matt just sparks a bunch more debates that we want to hear everybody out there if you have any thoughts. But first, tweet Skittles.
At Skittles, hashtag
Skittles Pop.
Bark at them.
Good Lord.
Yeah, make sure to bark at them so they know you mean business. and let us know.
There is precedent for this. We have talked about candy before and had a giant bag of candy show up here from the company.
That has happened. But yeah, Skittles, we want a Skittles pop from you. And
I'll settle for a bunch of Skittles.
We're going to make you a lot of money here at the water cooler.
Now that I think about it, taste the rainbow. It's actually like a pretty gay phrase.
Yeah.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Taste the rainbow. Yeah. Yeah. That could mean some things. I don't know. But they
not
had
that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there isn't.
No, not there's anything wrong with that at all. No.
Respect all people.
I actually prefer it.
No? Yeah. Yeah, we bark.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm a very straight
really
woman.
I think we need to drill down. I'm kidding.
I just said that. I honestly said that so people wouldn't hate me and be like, oh, she hates gay people.
They hate you anyway.
I know. Whatever.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this special edition of The Water Cooler, episode number 95. VH1, I love the 90s. Oh, man, I never got to my nostalgia list again. Oh, well.
You got to like two or three of them.
Even Matt, I printed out my list and Matt wrote Heavyweights on it in pen.
You left it off.
Oh, Heavyweights is
great.
How could
you write your list of the best things that happened in 1995?
Just machine gun it right now, real quick. Don't explain. Just go through.
Is so. Okay.
Macarena.
That's what I'm saying. Just machine gun it.
Read the list.
Brad Pitt, Sexiest Man Alive.
That's true.
Gangster's Paradise.
Still true. That came out that day, Dangerous Minds.
I'm going to go ahead and say Gangster's Paradise, good. Amish Paradise, greatest.
Yeah. No, it really is. Gangster's Paradise, I don't really think holds up that much.
Yeah, Amish Paradise, I know every word.
Frappuccino.
Frappuccinos were invented. Ooh. Starbucks, that's right.
Pocahontas.
Oh, yes, Szechuan sauce. Oh, that's Mulan. Ah, damn it.
Pocahontas.
The movie, Pocahontas.
Mulan.
Okay, here's my mindset.
Highlights of 95. Jesus Christ.
Back when Chris is a tender girl at the age of nine. Fucking nerd.
The reason I put that on there was because I mistook it for Mulan, which I wanted to just get sparks the Szechuan sauce thing with Kalen.
Oh,
Kalen,
this is awesome. But you're now working material to try to incorporate fucking Rick and Morty.
Hell yeah.
And it didn't work. Jesus Christ. And I regret.
You'll get on it one day, Gary, and you're going to secretly watch that and never tell
Remember
me.
Remember how...
I'll admit it when I watch it. Just shut the fuck up.
Well, then watch it already.
This is why I need a time machine. I could go back in time and not type Pocahontas, and then we could go farther back in time and push Julie in front of Paris Hilton's car.
Still not sure I'm okay with that story. Matt knows there's microphones in here, right?
Keep going?
Keep going. Yeah.
Okay. Jelly Sandals, George Foreman Grill, A Goofy Movie, Jumanji, Toy Story, Goofy Heavyweights, movie. The DVD, Stick Stickly.
Yep. DVD, Stick Stickly. Oh, an icon.
Nickelodeon's like, we've ran money, but we need something memorable to tie all of our shows together.
As they're eating popsicles, like, who'd you choose this thing? It's a popsicle stick. But anyway, we love the 90s here. It is my favorite decade.
I'm friends with someone from Heavyweights. Aaron Schwartz.
He's the star. What do you mean someone from Heavyweights?
He's
the star of the movie.
I've never seen it.
Well, Ben Stiller, honestly, might be the star of that movie.
Oh, no.
No, he stole the show.
Ben Stiller.
Mr. Aaron, I've never seen it.
Oh, you've never seen it?
You need to watch that movie.
I'm friends with him. So, and he's in Mighty Ducks as well.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the first one.
Wait, who is he in Mighty Ducks?
For some reason, he's not in the second one, which is...
One of the Ducks.
Chris, who is he in Mighty Ducks?
He looks like he'd be a heavyweight.
Yeah, he was only in the first one. I forget his name.
Is he the rough and tumble dude?
Oh, he's the guy who got knocked out, and they're like, how many fingers am I holding up? And he was like, and then his buddy was like, he wouldn't know that anyway. You remember?
Wasn't
that Goldberg?
No, that wasn't Goldberg. That was like the other fat kid. He was fat. He's not fat anymore. I think he got
he's
hot.
Like super hot, actually. Yeah.
I mean, anyway, it's right here from
that's
Chris.
Totally,
that's totally your reaction
him.
To being in Heavyweights.
That's not why
I feel
him.
Like if I was in Heavyweights, I would probably be a thousand
times
thinner
than I am
right
now.
Yeah,
you have to prove it.
Yeah. Like, well, I was in Heavyweights, but not anymore. It's like Jerry O'Connell. He was the fat kid in Stand By Me, so
now
he has like social pressure and he has to keep the weight off. So he can say, yeah, I was the fat kid.
Well, you know who that didn't really work on is the kid from The Sandlot. The catcher.
Goldberg.
I remember he came in one time in my coffee.
Didn't work out for Goldberg. That kid's in
a
lot of hot water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he,
wish you guys.
He's not doing so hot.
No, he's not.
Well,
but we love him over here.
Definitely watch Heavyweights.
And
a lot
he's
of
great
Mighty
in Heavyweights.
Ducks crossover. A lot of the Mighty Ducks were in Heavyweights.
Yep.
All the fat Mighty Ducks. All the fat ducks were in Heavyweights. I guess is
Heavy
how it
Ducks.
Went down. Heavy Ducks. But yeah, definitely watch. I actually recently watched. I think it's on Netflix. So definitely check that out. But while we're getting our plugs, and let's just do it. So, Kalen, where can we go for you?
Don't worry about me, but
a
shout out to Garrett for hooking me up with those tickets because that helped out.
Yeah, we love Garrett.
So thank you, Garrett.
Garrett also got me and Gary onto the Harry Potter ride right when it
within 2 months of it opening waiting. It was the best.
Without a wait, and I hate him for it because it was a really nice gesture, but that ride sucks.
Wow.
No, it just makes you dizzy. It makes you puke. He knows I don't
like
it.
Oh, is it like the Simpsons one?
No.
Because that one will make
Chris,
me puke, too.
I think Chris is incorrect here. It's not...
I can't stand that Simpsons ride. It makes you sick. Or like the Star Wars, old Star Wars, Star Tours at Disneyland.
Like,
I hate those. Yeah,
this is like
those.
A little bit of both. It, like, it's a regular ride, but this then is it better puts than you in Simpsons. Front of a screen and makes you do that stuff, too. I'm not a fan of the ride, but I am a fan of Garrett. So Garrett, we love you. He comes out to all the Loxy shows. He's probably the only guy who's came out to Loxy shows in different states. He's seen me in Texas.
Didn't he famously bring a date to an event that was talked about on the Adam Carolla show?
That has happened too.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
But we love
that.
Garrett. We love
Shout
Garrett.
Out. Love Garrett. Hey.
Yeah.
Garrett was so embarrassed by that. He made a very formal apology to Adam and Drew. It was very...
Oh, yeah. It was great content. Oh. Don't be sorry about that. That was great content.
Yeah, thank you, Garrett.
Garrett's the shit.
And he got an Ace Award. All right. And Gary, where could go for you?
Go to the 17th door.
You still got time?
Who?
Your soul's still there. They can
who
see
who is
there.
Yes, crazy seriously. Enough to do that. Yeah, if you guys go, let us know that you went, because... Yeah, I want to see how.
And send
you
any
guys
haircuts.
Yeah, send us your new hairstyle.
Send us your locks of hair.
For those who are going, they do offer I think they call it a condom, but some form of a bag for your phone. So if you do need to bring your phone, you can, and you're stupid enough to not get a pendant, you can protect yourself that way.
All right, there you go, Matt. Where can you go for you?
All right, so you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier, and I mentioned the. Couple creepy podcasts a couple weeks ago, but I will say the one show that I've been listening to all month long is a show called Spooked, which is hosted by Glenn Washington, who I'm going to tell you right now.
Hold on a second.
Oh yeah, he is in my opinion fucking horrible on this show. He's like the host of this show, and for people who don't know the Adam Carolla show, which you should listen to the show, Glenn Washington was
on the day
on
after
the
Trump,
day
got
after
elected?
Trump
yeah.
was elected and had
a bit of a meltdown.
Mental meltdown on the Carolla show. But Glenn Washington aside, who is, I will tell you, it's almost unlistenable. He's just the host of the show.
What a plug.
but
I don't think he had a mental meltdown. That's not fair. He was very emotional, and Adam has brought it up several times.
He's become
an example.
Here's the thing. So what Spooked is it's people telling like creepy ghost stories, things that happened to them. So he's on the mic kind of in between the stories, and he tells a couple stories which are unfucking listenable. But
this is your plug?
This is my plug. But the other people whose ghost stories are on the show – I'm falling out of my chair here. The other people who tell stories on the show, they're actually pretty good storytellers. So
are they having a conversation with him, or are
not
they
at all.
Recorded separate?
Not at all. They're recorded separate. Perfect. With their own kind of background music. And it's like This American Lifestyle. Like Ira Glass to This American Life is what Glenn Washington is to this show. So he's not involved in the stories themselves. So anyway, it's called Spooked. They're short. They're like 20 minutes long. Episode called Borderlands. Pretty fucking good. Episode called Friend in the Forest. kind of a lame title, but that was actually a pretty good episode. And The Black Rose, also a good episode. So check those ones out. And I apologize for Glenn because he's really bad. But the ghost stories are, if you like that stuff, it's kind of creepy. I like it.
All right.
Anyway, that's my plug.
We shall check that out or not.
It's up to you, man. Really know. Listen at your own risk.
All right, so Kristen, you are the host of the Mentally Chill podcast.
Yeah, she's terrible, just like that host. Oh my God, don't listen.
And also follow you on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, so follow me on Twitter at Kristen Carney or on Instagram at Chris Carn. But yeah, please listen to my podcast called Mentally Chill, and the ILL is in parentheses, and it's mentally ill, like you're ill, mentally ill, because I'm very creative, and it's it's a really just it's a funny show about depression. Except, you know, there's a lot of non-funny stuff too.
Okay,
yeah,
there's plenty of funny. I've listened to it.
Okay, good.
It's a good podcast.
Okay, good.
It's a good balance of. It brings entertainment and information that should be talked about, and like topics that should be brought up. Like, it's a good meld of those. So you're selling it a little short, like. It's a depressing show to listen to.
She went to the Matt
like,
school of plugging things.
I will say, as a listener who listened before, you know, listened.
You're like, I don't listen
earlier.
Regularly. Let's not get that. Let's not get carried away.
I listen to podcasts for a living, so. No, I'm kidding. But it's great. It really is.
Okay, good.
It's
yeah, because I don't want it to be too whiny. I want it to be relatable and stuff. But anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think anybody could relate.
You put a nice spin on topics that need to be talked about that affect almost everyone.
Cool.
One way or another.
All right, cool. So, but Chris, since we got our plugs in, what's something that you think everybody should check out other than your podcast? Like, just a random thing. Like, what are you into?
Oh, God, a random thing. Watch
Chase the Rainbow.
The movie I just saw that I really liked. Oh God, I'm so bad at like
the
on
Shining,
the fly shit like
Vampire
this.
Edition.
Yeah.
Just explain what it is. We're all nerds. We'll figure
it's,
it out.
It's the one with it was not talked about a lot, but it's with Richard Gere and he plays this accountant.
Runaway Bride.
Yes. It was. I just watched that. No, it's
Is that the one where you get screwed for
Norman.
Insider training?
Norman, it's called. Something like
never heard of it.
No one really talked about it, but he did an incredible job at playing this loser dude who was trying to become like this financial advisory guy or something like that. But a really good movie. Check it out.
All right, Norman, check that
out. Sorry,
that
was super random.
It is called Norman.
That's what it's all about.
We like the randomness.
Thank you.
I'm going to get a little less random here. We all miss Dawson. If you want to hear Dawson this week, Kevin's Cryptids, the other podcast that I work on, features Dawson as well as Fraser Smith. And we did a little bonus episode called Paranormal Artivity. And it's a little Halloween spin on Kevin's Cryptids before we roll out season 2. Just a little bonus. As well as Surreal, which is a spin on Serial. So check those bonus episodes out. They are out now. Just search Kevin's Cryptids, kevinscryptids.com, or check out the podcast called Kevin's Cryptids. I'm in it a little bit too myself. So appreciate you guys listening. And
Despite that, listen.
And despite that, yeah, see, once again, Matt Fondelier School plugging. Got to bring it down a little bit before I bring it up.
Just trying to keep it real.
No, it's more relatable that way. It seems
no
more
show's
sincere.
Perfect. I'm just saying it's show
well,
and enjoy.
Well, also, you wouldn't want, if they heard it and thought it was bad, they wouldn't want to think you endorsed it.
Exactly. I didn't want them to listen to Glenn Washington with his weird, the way he says things. He's like so hammy. And they'd be like, why is Fondelier?
Who is this guy?
He's an NPR guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's just a very, very sensitive guy, I feel like is probably the best way to put it. But
Taste the Rainbow.
I'm just saying. You know. Anyway, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah. Always. And Bobo Boy Army. Skittles. We got our eye on you.
Oh, man.
I want a Skittles lollipop
pop.
In my mouth.
My God.
ASAP.
If you guys get those, tell me, and I'm coming by and picking up my share of Skittles.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. So
bring 100 grand for everybody, by the way. Everyone's getting 100 grand.
Yeah. Money, right?
Not the money, the candy bar. A fun-size candy bar.
All right, so yeah,
fun
Skittles.
Size. Hold on. The proprietor of Chez Fondelier is
you
trying to
you're
get
Jew- you're
fun
Jewish.
Size. Yes, he's Jewish.
Very Jewish.
Come on, hold on. You're trying to get trick-or-treaters in Pasadena with fun-size 100 grand?
Yeah,
this
bro.
Is a flawed system, sir.
Yeah,
these kids have cell phones now. They're going
to
tweet out that the bullshit house across the street from the school doesn't have fucking full-size candy bars.
Everyone in Pasadena gives out full-size candy
That's
bars?
That's goddamn right. Why do you think people go to Pasadena?
No. My house is going to get egged, isn't it? I was so excited.
Oh, no. I think it'll be all right.
Shenanigans.
Well, if you give them like 3 of them, then that might make up for
That's
it.
That's true. 300. We'll probably do handfuls of candy. Yeah. That was the thing. I know we're trying to wrap here, but when my parents, when we used to have trick-or-treaters and stuff, at the beginning of the night, all the kids get one candy bar, but that's why you got to delay your trick-or-treating because at the end of the night, everyone's giving out the candy. End of the night, you get the handful.
But
of
if you're one of the first ones,
left.
If you're one of the first
Better
ones,
choice.
Then you might run across the dumb house that just puts it out in the bowl or doesn't answer the door. So that's you're the guy.
Kaylin,
to jump
I did
in.
That. I did that a couple years ago.
Couple years ago, Chris, you're 30 fucking 3 years old.
Yeah,
no, I think he put out the
bowl.
Oh, I was picturing him as the one taking the candy.
Oh no,
he put out the bowl.
I put out the bowl.
Oh, I thought
I
you
put
saw
out the
bowl
for the trick or treaters. Thought you know, I'm just gonna put out a bowl. And then I put out the bowl, close the door, open the door. About a minute later, it's all gone.
Gone,
all gone.
Unbelievable.
But I deserve that. I deserve that. So, well, happy Halloween, everybody. Tweet us your costumes after you tweet Skittles, and we look forward to talking and seeing you guys next week. Till then.
And wait, check the footer. Sorry, forgot about that.
Oh, have you even announced that yet?
Coming on the cruise.
Can I?
Fuck yeah. Travelbyparker.com for those of you who won't listen to me. Go to travelbyparker.com. Go to the very bottom of the page. You can sign up for a water cooler on the cruise. Tickets are going fast.
You want to see a live water cooler on a boat? Who
the
doesn't?
Live female
Number
perspective.
100.
The live 100th episode.
You guys got to bring me along on this shit. You're going
sign up for the
cruise.
Corolla Cruise 2.0.
I also
100 grand to do that.
I haven't rolled this by anybody else
on
here.
Myself.
But here's what I'm saying: Bobo Boy Bingo. They got Bingo on that ship.
Well,
I know I'm going to be there. So maybe an unofficial Bobo Boy get together if you're on the boat.
So you're
Bobo
an old
Bingo.
Jewish person.
Wasn't that, wasn't that when you left working to go to Bingo on the last boat?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe I covered you while you went to go play Bingo. I was working at merch.
I was like, Gary, fucking Bingo.
I'm feeling good tonight.
Tilling up his car.
I'm going on a cruise. I'm playing fucking Bingo. So yeah, on the cruise if you want it.
Bingo has to be the most boring game.
Listen, there's no skill to bingo.
The Bobo Boys meetup is the podcast.
I have no skill.
No. Additional meetup.
I think there should be just come up and challenge Bobo Boy. I'll play ping pong. I'll
Gary and I have also been talking about doing some ping pong, Bobo Boy ping pong matches.
All right, so the Bobo Boy Olympics on the cruise. Challenge us. We'll keep score.
Challenge me to bingo. I dare you to challenge me to bingo.
Best bingo player I know.
It's all random. How can one be better at bingo than another?
It's a bad challenge.
It might as well be.
Matt's got his lucky figurines and shit like a grandmother and all his different colored stampers.
Troll dolls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Look, all right. Everyone wants to throw down bingo. I'm on.
But
I'm
in. Yeah, besides the Bobo Boy Olympics, we are doing a live water cooler from a room. So come check it out. Come hang with us. We look forward to seeing you. Check the footer at Travel by Parker.
Yeah, travelbyparker.com.
All right.
If you go play bingo with Matt, expect to hear somebody go like, 068, and hear Matt go, ain't it great? Like, Matt's clearly.
Are there things like that?
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, there are.
Maybe I it like it.
Clearly, you've never played bingo.
Dude, I haven't.
It's kind of an experience. You should do it once.
I grew up at a Catholic school.
Bubba Boy Bingo.
Like,
let's do
bingo
it.
At the hall,
no,
like,
but
every
like,
Saturday.
You need to do an old person bingo where it's like.
What other kind of bingo is there?
I mean, I'm talking about cruise ship bingo. Yeah. Like,
there's drag queen bingo in LA.
Really?
Yeah.
When are we going?
And actually, Jerry O'Connell was there when I was there.
That's crazy.
Jerry O'Connell.
He was the drag queen.
Listen, maybe episode 102.
Gary, I may have skipped work last cruise to play bingo, but that was probably one of my highlights of the cruise. People go fucking crazy at the bingo room.
Matt, thank you for pointing out that while I was working on your behalf, you were having a blast.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great time. If it's any consolation, I left my sunglasses behind, which you grabbed and didn't tell me. And then I spent the entire drive home thinking I lost my sunglasses.
I saved Matt's sunglasses, and I'm the asshole. Jesus
Chris,
Christ.
Can we end the show?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's get it over with.
Let's get over. But,
let's get it over with. Like Shay Fondelet.
But this, I'm so sorry. I did that. First off, last week we played an intro, the water cooler intro from Casey, and I just want to shout out his band Counterfeit Hits. They're from Portland. They do a cover. They're a cover band, really great cover band. So if you guys need them for any sort of event, Counterfeit Hits from Portland. And also James sent us some nice cigars. So just want
to
give a
shout out to James.
A nice shout out. Thank you so much.
I think we're saving those for the cruise.
And he sent them all, and they're all personalized like to our style of podcasting. So he gave me one that's like really bold and leader-like. So
shut the fuck up.
I swear. So that's the one he gave me. So we all got cigars, and Dawson moved into his new house, so I think he wants to do a water cooler from his house where he can all just hang out and smoke cigars, so maybe we do that. Sound like fun?
Yeah, but we should also bring some on the cruise for any cigar smokers who want
to. I'm bringing mine on the cruise.
I would love
to
smoke on the cruise. So, yeah, let's do that, too. I love a good cigar. So, all right, but thanks, James, for the cigars. Thanks, Casey, for the music. Thank you all for listening. And until then, we love you.